WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. This summer's movie Step Brothers, which is still in theaters, was something of a reunion from my guests Will Ferrell, John C. Reilly, and director-screenwriter Adam McKay. They collaborated on the 2006 film Talladega Nights. Ferrell and McKay first met in the 1990s when they both worked on Saturday Night Live. They also worked together on the movie Anchorman. John C. Reilly's other films include Boogie Nights, Chicago, and Walk Hard: The Dewey Cox Story. I spoke with all three of them earlier this summer when Step Brothers was released. The film is about two 40-ish men who still behave like adolescents. Neither of them has a job, and they still live with their parents. Ferrell's character, Brennan, lives with his mom, played by Mary Steenburgen, while Riley's character, Dale, lives with his dad, who's portrayed by Richard Jenkins. After their parents meet and decide to get married, Brennan and Dale are forced to live under the same roof and share a room. They start out hating each other. Dale makes fun of Brennan at the dinner table. Brennan plays Dale's drums, even though it's forbidden. Eventually, their relationship comes to blows on the front yard in front of all the neighbors. In this scene, they're recovering from the fight, watching TV on the couch, when their father, stepfather, walks in, fed up and ready to turn the TV off.
Oh, such power. It's raw power.
Dad, what are you doing? It's Shark Week.
Okay, here's the deal.
You have 1 month to find jobs or you're rotting your asses. I will arrange interviews for Monday and you will go.
Dad, why are you talking to me like this? I'm your son.
I'm not buying that crap anymore.
You yelled rape at the top of your lungs.
Mom, I honestly thought I was going to be raped for a second. He had the craziest look in his eyes, and at one point he said, "Let's get it on."
That was about the fighting.
See? I'm so not a raper.
All right, that's it.
You two guys leave me no choice. No television for a week.
What?
We are so serious, guys.
You're high!
Are you out of your mind?
Goes in Robert's wall safe, and it's going to stay there.
No!
Okay.
This house is a prison!
Will Ferrell, John C. Reilly, Adam McKay, welcome to Fresh Air. Do you know a lot of parents with adult children who are still living at home?
I don't know if I do. This is Will speaking. I do know a lot of... I have a lot of friends who left the nest late in life. So it's... that kind of is more of our experience in terms of writing the script. In fact, I myself moved back home after completing my university studies. I like to say university studies. And lived at home for 3 years before I pursued acting and comedy and that sort of thing. And I had another friend of mine who I went to college with who actually got kicked out of his house or was not allowed to come back. And so he lived with me at my house as well. So I kind of...
Gee.
Yeah, it was a good deal for both of us.
So how much of a script is there in a movie like Step Brothers when you go into it? And how much of it is like more skeletal and you actually improvise it as you're doing it?
You know, believe it or not, we actually work the script pretty hard. We rewrite it 8-9 times. We do read-throughs. And it's funny because the goal is to make it feel like it's not a script by the time you're done. But, no, there is a script for our movies.
In fact, this one, it was such a kind of a so freeing to write scenes with you know, just in kind of a contemporary setting that the script, the first rough draft came out at 180 pages, which, you know, would be how long? What movie would that be?
Be about a four-hour movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Three and a half-hour movie. Yeah.
So Adam and I kept writing these scenes. We're having so much fun. And, you know, what would normally be a one-and-a-half-page, two-page scene would often be 10 pages. And we knew it was ridiculous, but we couldn't help ourselves. So we had to kind of, you know, cut all that back.
In the clip that we just heard, it ends with one of you saying, "This house is a prison." And I'm pretty sure I remember my brother saying that a lot, my older brother, right, when I was growing up. Do you remember saying that to your parents in anger?
I think I said hellhole. I don't think I said prison.
What made you want to like bust out?
I have to
when
say,
you were a kid?
If I said half the stuff that Dale and Brennan say to their parents in this movie, I would have been beaten to a pulp. My parents did not truck the kind of sass mouth that Dale and Brennan get away with. I think just because they had to maintain control with six kids, you couldn't let any of them get too out of control, or else it would be mayhem.
Where were you in the pecking order?
I'm fifth of six.
Fifth youngest.
So, yeah. I have one younger brother.
One of the fun things about the film is how the adult kids' bedroom looks, like the themed wallpaper and cowboy is on the lampshade, and there's like Wookiee masks that they have. Can you each like describe what your bedroom was like when you were a kid?
I actually had bunk beds that were constructed by my father, which was very impressive that my dad, who was this musician, could also build these bunk beds. That being said, they were very rickety. It was, that first kind of, ideal of wanting to have bunk beds and how cool it will be is quickly lost when you're in the top bunk and you have to crawl up every night. And I remember thinking, the bunk beds aren't what they're cracked up to be. This is a lot of work for not that much fun being on the top bunk. But I think I had a Dodger poster above my bed.
I had football cards. I had Los Angeles Rams football cards stapled to the drywall of my room, just covering my room.
Wow.
I had
a Rams pillowcase.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah.
We had, it was me and my three brothers all in the same room. So we basically each got like a corner of the room, and it was like a, kind of a barracks type situation in there. Eventually, when my two older brothers took over the playroom and had their own room, me and my younger brother got a trundle bed.
I desperately wanted
a bunk bed, but my mom did not think they were safe.
That was the compromise, the trundle.
So we got the trundle, which I got the regular bed, my brother got the trundle. And then there was a point where my mom wanted to sort of make the room special for me and my little brother. And so we collaborated on what the room would be decorated like, and we came up with like an African animal theme.
Wow.
And the idea was this really cool like sepia and brown tone animal print wallpaper all over the top. And then dark brown cork board. Which was in vogue in the 70s. Remember that really dark cork? You could buy it in panels.
Sounds beautiful.
And that was going to be the bottom part. But then somehow we just lost steam.
So that's it.
So we got a couple panels of wallpaper, a few cork things, and the rest of it kind of this pale blue color.
Still, though, that sounds great.
Yeah, it was. I mean, what I really wanted was a chimpanzee habitat for my room. And I used to tell my friends that my parents were going to get that for me. Like, oh, yeah, no, we're going to get a chimp sometime in the next 6 months. It's going to live with me. And my friend's like, really?
It's a done deal.
Aren't they, like, dangerous when they get older? Yeah, no, but if you train them from baby. I was so confident that I was getting a chimpanzee. It was like,
how old were you?
I just taught myself that it was true. I convinced myself. I was probably 12 or 13 at that point.
Wow.
When you were making Step Brothers, did you go back and watch any of the films about, like, you know, kids in divorce and remarriage and step-parents and stuff, like from The Parent Trap and, you know, The Brady Bunch. What are the other ones like that? That like, recombined film?
Kramer versus Kramer.
Apocalypse Now.
Apocalypse Now. We watched Apocalypse Now about 10 times.
It really didn't help us, but no. We love that movie.
Oh, boy. Getcha. That was one of the ideas of the film, was that it was going to have a feeling of like a demented 1960s Disney movie.
Oh, like The Parent Trap.
Exactly. Parent Trap was a huge source for this. And then when our composer, John Bryan, came in, that was his intent as well, was to give it that kind of warped old Disney kind of feel to it. So, those were definitely an inspiration.
Did you know going into the film that there had to be one really kind of funny, incredibly inappropriate, kind of gross moment?
We did not set out to do that. Sadly, it happened organically, which does not speak well for us. But, it was mainly the drum set, which was a big kind of centerpiece of the movie. That came from John's stories about his brother's drum set. And And we just knew that fight had to escalate to absolutely absurd proportions and had to go way further than anything we've done with that. And that's sort of how it came out.
So, John, tell us a real drum story from your childhood. Just to set it up, in Step Brothers, Will Ferrell's character moves with his mother into the home that John C. Reilly and his father have been living in after their parents marry. And John C. Reilly's character has a drum set and warns Will Ferrell's character, don't touch it, don't touch the sticks, don't touch the drums. And, of course, Will Ferrell can't resist.
The funny thing about the whole setup with the drum set was that a lot of the conflict in the movie that happens between my character and Will's character could have been avoided if my character had just said, he can have that extra room where I keep my drums, and I'll move my drum set into my bedroom.
Yeah, separate
but
rooms.
But no,
yeah.
He takes a strong position at the beginning. That is my beat laboratory, and I am not sharing that room. I'm drawing a line in the sand, so we're forced to be in the same bedroom then as a result. But growing up, my brother played the drums and was very particular about the drum set. You know, I've discovered a lot of drummers are actually very particular about their drum set because there's a lot of things that can move out of position. And once you find like your perfect sweet spot where you like the drums set up and everything, you really don't want people messing with it. But of course, I, like Will's character in the movie, as soon as my brother left the house, I was drawn to it like a siren song. I would go down there and put on the headphones and do like Will does and pretend I was in The Who and, you know, slam away on the drums. And luckily, I was never caught by my brother. But he still has a drum set in his basement to this day. He's a grown man with a family now. He's very good, too. We had a band when I was a kid called Shark Fighter. And I was the lead singer. And
My
neighbor played electric guitar, and my brother played the drums.
Was it like jazz fusion? What kind of?
No.
No?
A lot of AC/DC, Rolling Stones.
Huh.
Yeah. And one original song called Southside Boy.
Did you write it?
I co-wrote it with Brian Rafferty.
Okay, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Wow.
Can you recall Southside Boy?
He was a Southside Boy. He was a Southside Boy. Southside Boy, soon to become a man. It was all about, had these allusions to being a gambler at the table, and he knew he had the cards in his hand, and when he laid them down, he was soon to become a man.
That story of
it was
your
kind
life.
Of a rollicking Barrel House Blues number.
It's pretty good.
It Shark really
Fighter.
Isn't.
Shark Fighter. I would pay money to see Shark Fighter.
I think I'm going to have to resuscitate Shark Fighter.
My guests are Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly, the stars of Step Brothers, and Adam McKay, who wrote and directed the film. More after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guests are Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly. They star in the film Step Brothers, which was written and directed by Adam McKay, who is also my guest. There's a lot of like times when the kids get punished in the film, when the two stepbrothers get punished by their parents who have just married each other. And I guess I was wondering, what were the worst punishments from parents that you faced as children, or the worst or most controversial you've administered as parents?
Well, I know the worst, most dramatic punishment I ever received was I was a huge Partridge Family fan. I love the Partridge Family show, and I stayed out a little too late in the summertime playing, you know, baseball in the front yard or whatever, and I was supposed to be in by a certain time, and my mom showed up, and I knew I was busted, so we walked back to our apartment, and she said, here's your choice, spanking or you miss the Partridge Family show. So I took the spanking because I knew I would not miss the Partridge Family. So I watched the Partridge Family with tears streaming down my face. And she's like, really? You want to take the spanking over? I'm like, I'll take it. I'll take the spanking. And that was a monumental moment.
I had a similar thing. I had to give up one of your G.I. Joes or take a spanking. And I remember my dad said, I'll give you time to decide. And there was like a good 2-3 hours with this kind of Sophie's Choice type situation happening. And I did the exact same thing. I said, I'll take the spanking. And I took it. And the same thing, too. Went and played with the G.I. Joes with tears in my eyes.
Your parents hit hard,
moment.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We used to have the specter of my dad coming home from work. Wait until your father gets home.
Yeah.
Those were the dreaded words my mom would say. And then eventually we realized if you just stay away from the house at the hour that my dad gets home.
You're good.
And you wait until he falls asleep in front of the TV while he's eating his dinner, then you're kind of good. Yeah. You miss the punishment hour. And then my mom caught wise to that. And she, you remember those toys, giant Tinker Toys?
Oh, yeah.
Remember sure. These enormous plastic Tinker Toys, yeah. Like a building thing? My mom would wield the big green one, and you knew you were in trouble when she came at you with the big green Tinker Toy. And but I was always faster than my mom, so I escaped most corporal punishment. Like kids, I have to say, like having kids now, I can't imagine hitting them. It just seems like completely insane to teach yeah. kids not to be violent by being violent. So
it's yeah. crazy that it was so accepted when we were little. Like my mom had the hairbrush, like spanking. I remember like a good friend of mine's
spanking
dad.
Spanking was pretty common, yeah.
Spanking. I went to visit a friend and his dad spanked me. And then later my parents were like, thank you for doing that, Jeff. Yeah, no problem.
And now you would never think of that.
Oh my God, you'd
ever.
Literally yeah. go to jail if like yeah. a friend of yours kid was yeah. over and you spanked him. Yeah.
So how do you punish your kids now?
I'm not good. I just give them candy.
I pay them less money when they do something wrong.
No, I mean the power of the you gotta go to your room and hang out alone and calm down.
No cartoons yeah. is a big one. No yeah. cartoons works a lot. Dessert is another big one. No cartoons, no dessert works a lot. And then timeouts, very effective.
It's been great to talk with you all. Thank you so much. Thank you, Terry. This interview. I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
It's a pleasure, Terry.
Thanks so much, Terry.
Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly star in the film Step Brothers. Adam McKay wrote and directed it. Our interview was recorded in July when the movie was released.